Hey, Dog Days of Podcast listeners, this is Chuck Tomasi with the Dog Days of Podcasting, number 6 for August 6th. It's so easy to count this year. Thanks, Craig. Let's just keep the dates straight and say August from now on. Credit to Craig Stepp for starting the Dog Days of Podcasting. If this is season 6, it means he must have started in 2012. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Yeah, that's what I'm counting. And apparently that's what we put in the Podcasting for Dummies book as well. So good. We're all in sync. Let's go forward. And it is taking just a little longer, I swear, every week to set up Technorama. I have done the prep work, but it started almost 2 hours ago. And a lot of the work has already been done. I mean, during the week, we sift through various news feeds and tag things that look interesting. And then Saturday, we start collating that together. I put together the section called On This Day in History, which used to take about 40 minutes, now takes about 10. So saved a lot of time by building an app to do that. And then Craig goes and finds some articles, and I will pull out the pictures. So we have a video component. We do the live stream to Facebook on Sunday night. And unfortunately, my wife is out tonight. She usually runs the video. So we're either going to, I got to come up with a plan here, and that's kind of what takes me so long, is my Mac Mini is a little underpowered to run all the cameras at the same time. So what I end up doing is playing musical chairs with the USB cables. I can run three cameras easy. I can run four cameras okay. Five is really pushing it, and seven is right out. And that's how many I have when you count up all the seats in the spot. So hopefully we don't ever fill up the studio until I get a new computer, which is looking like this fall. I'm going to look at getting a Mac Pro with the Xeon processor, an iMac Pro with the Xeon processors. But I've just got to squeak by until then. So enough about the technology. It just seems to be taking a little longer after I play the camera setup and then get the audio clips in. I also spent a few extra minutes putting together some what I call sweepers, little montages based on previous discussions. I used to make these things like every freaking week in 2006 and 2007, sort of as a highlight reel in case you missed something. But haven't made so many of them. Last one, I got about 3 or 4 of them out of a show we did in October of 2015, and that's the last ones I see. Although I swear I made some since then. But it was fun. I got 2 of them out of a discussion we made about the robot that ran into the pond when Mike Menengay and Craig and I and Rick Stringer was over a couple weeks ago. A lot of fun with that discussion. I thought we had fun. We were laughing. Let's make a sweeper. Why not? It's all about having fun. Technorama has never been the world's most popular nor monetarily, what is it, whether fiscal, I don't know. It never generated a whole bunch of money, but we have some really nice listeners. Thank you very much if you're a Technorama listener. And thank you very much if you're a Dog Days of Podcasting listener. This is, it's kind of funny because I do about 30, 35 shows in the Dog Days of Podcasting. And that's about how many Technoramas we do all year, too. We're supposed to do this weekly, but, you know, life gets in the way and you take family vacations. People come over. And there are just times when Craig goes camping. Things happen. And we get about 30 to 35 a year, which isn't bad for a weekly podcast. And thank you to our Patreon patrons who are contributing over there. Anyway, if you want to check it out, Sunday nights, 6:30 Pacific right now. We just say 9:30 Eastern because you guys change your clocks and I don't. So for now, it's 6:30 my time, and then it'll be 7:30 when you all change your clocks. So effectively, I'm the only one changing my clock, but I don't physically change it. Discussion for another time. Let's get on with it. I have a short C&D story. This one is from April 17th, 1987. If you're getting tired about the DNC stories, let me try that again. If you are getting tired of hearing about DNC by this time, hit Control C now, because this may get a little dry, but I'll keep it as short as possible. Things just keep getting better and better for us. NMU only had half a day today, so both of us had an extended lunch hour. We went out to Presque Isle today and had lunch by the break wall. After we got done, we walked around the road, still close to traffic, hand in hand. Now that's what I call great! I enjoy being in this bliss, but on the other hand, we get along together as if we've known each other for a longer time. Sounds familiar. It's like the best friend I have out in North Dakota and I, when he lived here, only I can give D a big smooch, whereas I couldn't give that to Mark. Sunday, she's going to meet me at church and then come to our house for Easter brunch. I hope brunch is a little more civilized than our family birthday parties. I suppose that's all I'll bore you with for now. Like Flash says, enjoy the stage while you're at it. I am. At the same time, we are keeping our feet on the ground while our heads are in cloud 10, because that's higher than cloud 9. This is a great feeling. McCoy out. Now, a couple of footnotes, and I meant to make these as preludes or pre-notes. I don't know what you want to call them. NMU is Northern Michigan University. That's the university where we went. Mark refers to Mark Letha, who is my best friend, and ended up being the best man in our wedding, and I was best man in his. And what else? There was another reference in here I meant to get. Where'd it go? Flash. Flash refers to Flash Hoser. He also ran a bulletin board called the Great White North. And he had it such that his phone number made the DTMF tones. If any of you remember Bob and Doug McKenzie's Great White North, they had an LP, they had a little thing on SCTV with Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas, not the Dave Thomas from Wendy's Hamburgers. And they do this little sort of theme that they had. They go, coo, doo, coo, 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 coo. That was what Flash's modem would sound like when you dialed it up. It was like 228-4399. I could be wrong on that, but my memory is kind of weird how it remembers phone numbers, and that might actually be the one. Anyway, that's Flash Hoser. His real name was Gary Bourgeois. He did some voiceovers. I was very inspired by the man once upon a time. He is no longer with us. His house was an entire... Oh, it was a piece of work. I remember going in there a couple of times. He ran his bulletin board, the Great White North, off of a Commodore 64 with like three or four floppy drives hooked up. And all the software he wrote himself in BASIC. He was also a ham radio operator and had just tons of equipment. If you ever watched the show The IT Crowd, it's now on Netflix. I thought they were pulling it at the end of July, but that's side note. It's still on. And you see the background to The IT Crowd, like behind Moss's desk, and shelves of things like pet computers and an Altair and little robots, just stuff, nerd stuff, all over the wall, all up and down the shelves. Flash's house was like that wall to wall. I mean, it was tough to even get from the front door to the kitchen. It was kind of a cool house. Wish I had taken pictures of it back in 1987 or whenever we went over to visit him. But it didn't happen. And all I have is a few fleeting memories. And I hope he rests in peace. Good guy, smart guy, head on his shoulders. But housekeeper, he was not. he actually was seeing another woman, lived together for years and years, by the name of Elaine. She comes up occasionally in here. He gives some good advice. I am not reading all the responses to these, by the way. I'll read key ones where they tie in. But that's enough for today. A lot of backstory. I will try to put some of those references up front so you know when I haven't hit one before that, you know, we're talking about when I get to it in the story. But that's it for today. Thank you very much. Until tomorrow, take care, have fun, and keep listening.